Addressing the state's drug crisis has been an all-hands-on-deck approach from the medical community, law enforcement, to social workers. But advocates are saying one missing player in all this has been employers and how they can be a part of the solution, whether that's offering jobs to those in recovery or simply changing how addiction is addressed and talked about at work. NHPR's Paige Sutherland has more.
When Sarah Curtis first worked at the call center Chameleon Group in Portsmouth, she often showed up late to work, especially on Fridays.
They had given me many warnings, you know, and many conversations, but being in the position that I was in, I wasn't able to correct that. So I did, unfortunately, lose my job.
Curtis was regularly using cocaine and alcohol, but her boss, Dana LaRevere, had no idea. That is, until Curtis called him last year, after she got sober. She told him everything and then asked for her job back.
There were people in the organization that, quite frankly, didn't want to do it because didn't want to expose ourselves to that. And she just crushed it. I mean, she came in and she did everything that we asked her to do and then more. And then that's how we progressed up to the point of, geez, I mean, she needs to be a supervisor here.
Curtis was quickly promoted and then asked to recruit more people going through recovery. So she did. Dozens of people. Currently, there are about 15 on the company's payroll today who have been through serious drug addiction. Given the state's tight labor market, LaRevere says, as a businessman, it just made sense.
I'm not being entirely altruistic. Everybody in New Hampshire is struggling to find good employees, right? So there's a profit motive here. I need good employees. Everybody's competing for employees. Here's a community that, quite frankly, nobody wants.
Not everyone is hired, though. LaRevere says people with violent records are not considered. New hires have to disclose their drug history, even provide contact information for their probation officers or sponsors, and they have to be sober for 2 months before starting.
All we're giving them is a chance. That's all we're giving them. It's up to them what they do with the chance.
There's a movement in the state to hire more people in recovery. Governor Chris Sununu is talking with businesses to get on board, even considering offering perks such as tax incentives. But advocates say hiring people isn't enough. The workplace itself needs to change. And that includes losing the stigma around addiction.
And we have that big mixer that right there.
The beauty supply company Badger Balm and Gilsum recently hosted a workshop for managers and employees on how to deal with and address addiction at work.
No matter what you believe about addiction, that you can see that your little part matters. There's the little things that you can do, which we will go through today, that it matters. And if this truly is a public health crisis and an emergency, that we understand it's all hands on deck.
Recovery advocate Bernadette Gleason led the training. She says her goal is to make the workplace a safe space to talk about these issues.
Instead of saying, you know, my husband just got diagnosed with cancer, they could say that my child is a heroin addict and I'm struggling right now. And people would come around them the same way that they would for somebody that had any other chronic medical condition.
Jackie Mitchell is the director of operations at Badger Balm. Mitchell says her 24-year-old son, Brandon, struggled with heroin for years.
When you're dealing with that situation in your life, there were nights where I didn't sleep. There were days and weeks even where I didn't know where he was. So it's a level of stress that is very hard to describe.
Mitchell's son died in a drunk driving accident a few years ago. Mitchell didn't feel comfortable talking about her son's addiction at work, and that weighed on her heavily. She helped organize this training so her colleagues would feel freer to talk than she did, and to make supervisors more understanding when people's productivity declines.
People can't afford to just fire someone. You're not going to have another good candidate at your door 5 minutes later. You need to change what you're doing.
Sarah Curtis, who returned to her original employer after recovering from addiction, says that culture is already in place at Chameleon Group, where so many employees have personal experience with the problem. Curtis has since left the company. She now works at a recovery center in the area. This week, she organized a job fair to show other employers the potential of workers who are in recovery, like she is.
These people are hard workers. They deserve a second chance, and it is a disease, and you wouldn't exclude somebody with diabetes or cancer. They're dedicated. They're honest, you know? And 9 times out of 10, they're extremely grateful that somebody has invested in them and given them an opportunity to better their lives.
About 25 local employers are expected to attend. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.